Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, the back page with Michael Carayannis.
Morning, MC.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. How are we?
We're good. Yeah, it's a bit of a flat day because of the passing of John Sattler, and we were just talking about Spud, Mark Carroll coming out and telling us about the problems that he has. It's a delicate situation that the game is in at the moment.
No doubt, Brandy, and you would have seen it through, teammates or players that you look up to as well, and the effects of concussion that they've had on some of the greats of our game. And this is why the NRL's put in the policy last week with 11-day stand down and the like, and trying to just stay up to date. I don't think you can get ahead of this issue, but to stay up to date with what the research and the medical experts are telling you.
Yeah, all right. Let's turn a focus now, Michael, to Teamless Tuesday. Firstly, out of Newcastle.
Yeah. There's Dominic a fair bit Young. Around Vossi today.
Yeah. Is the mail strong that Dominic Young is going to be dropped? Are you saying that the winger is going to be dropped out of that Newcastle side?
Well, apparently he trained with the second side yesterday. You were at that game, Voss. He had a shocker, right? I know you're saying he's only a winger, but he was probably the difference between the Knights winning and losing that game. I thought he had an absolute power. That's the other point, Brandy. So the Roosters have been circling, been desperate to try and get Dominic Young early. Obviously, he signed for the Roosters next year long-term. And you don't know if that's sort of playing with his head a little bit. Is he a little bit distracted? So I think those talks will ramp up again. Newcastle are desperate for a middle forward, given their growing injury ward and the players that they've got there. So if they can come to some sort of agreement with the Roosters to try and get a forward out of there, they've had discussions unsuccessfully at the moment, then I think we could see that move happen.
Well, before he was very good, though. He was very good the week before, I thought, Dominic Young against the Tigers.
I thought he was a bit flat.
I've got no issue with him getting dropped after that performance.
No?
That was a shocker. Okay. He had a shocker.
All right.
Okay. Now we're still waiting to hear what's happening with Daniel Saifidi. Jacob Saifidi is out for the next 4 weeks, suspended. Jacob Saifidi was in a sling after the game, and still waiting to hear whether that shoulder will keep him out for an extended period. But I can understand they need a forward. That's right. Now Munster, will he be back or not? Because they play the Tigers. Jerome Hughes won't be playing, will he? He accepted the early play.
So he's definitely been named. He'll definitely get named today, Cam Munster. And the hope is that he'll meet with a surgeon. They're not sure if he'll play yet, but he'll meet with a surgeon later this week to decide if he's given the all clear. I think he's got a pin in his finger that needs to be removed. It's just a matter of if it's been in there long enough for it to be removed. So he'll definitely be named today. And chances are he's pushing. Don't forget they play on Friday, so there's not a lot of time. But with no Hughes, Jonah Pezzett did well, but it'd be a very inexperienced halves pairing if Hughes and Munster are missing.
And can we confirm the Tigers are going to make those changes, Dewey and Wakeham?
Well, that was a talk yesterday. The fact that Brandon Wakeham came on and he trained last week in the halves because Dewey didn't train up until that captain's run. And he just looked far more in control than what we've seen from the Tigers halves pairing so far this year. They've been erratic. And Luke Brooks wears a lot of criticism and rightfully so. But I think Adam Dewey's got to come into the spotlight a little bit. He's been well down on his best. So The suggestions are that the Tigers will shift Dewey to fullback and Charlie Staines on the wing, which means David Nofaluma is facing the axe again. Got axed last year before being shipped off to Melbourne for that short stint. So
he might want to go back.
They should just take him there and say, "Oh, do you want him back?" You know, because he was, how good was he for Melbourne at the back end of last year? You know, like that was Nofaluma at his best with his strong carries and his offload and that's, you know, try scoring ability. But you know, he hasn't been able to replicate at the Tigers for the last couple of seasons now.
It's hard not to talk about Tigers. We've had texts saying, you're talking about the Tigers again. Yes, we are. KW2 on the text says, I'm with Brandy. What do the West Tigers have to lose by plugging Wakeham in? The West Tigers we've seen over the last few weeks has been the most listless and futile rugby league team I've seen. I'll keep returning to this point. Who is the captain of this ship on the pitch? Having Wakeham there last week may have potentially added that single confident voice of direction, relieving the other halves of the burden and allowing them to play their game. Ride the Wakeham wave, Vossie. This is in capital letters. Ride the Wakeham wave. Michael, can I ask you, did you watch the last 7 or 8 minutes of the game? When the Tigers got back to within 4, Brandon Wakeham's performance in the last 7 or 8 minutes, I thought was as poor as Brooks and Dewey. I know he had a wonderful 5 minutes. I cannot believe, I just got to stand on the pedestal here, on the soapbox, that Brandon Wakeham is the saviour and the answer. He had 5 minutes of good play and then had seven or eight minutes of play in the last 8 where he was very poor. And it's almost like that's forgotten. This 5 minutes is like the miracle for the Tigers. The miracle happened accidentally. They didn't build up to it. It just sort of happened out of the blue. I can't see how Brandon Wakeham is the answer.
It's hard to argue. We've seen a lot of Brandon Wakeham in and out of first grade the last few years, and you know he's serviceable. I think he's a decent backup half. Where you know if you had to play a few games,
serviceable.
Because your top half's not injured. And
serviceable. I've never heard that expression used. He's serviceable. That's it. That's on his resume. He's serviceable.
I don't think he's an elite. I don't think he's going to fix all the Tigers' problems.
Yeah. Yeah, I think 14-17 is his spot. 14-17 is his spot. He just comes on, he feels a bit of that. He doesn't start. He hasn't been signed to be a starter. They haven't trained all offseason. They're Brendan Wakeham running the show 4 weeks into the season. That's not what Tigers have done around their recruiting.
Particularly when all offseason was built around their attack and the hype of what we're going to see. And we've seen nothing of it.
Okay, well, MC. We'll wait and see how these teams line up when they're announced this afternoon.
Yep, it's going to be an interesting day, fellas.
It's an interesting day, Michael. Thank you. It's an interesting day for Brandy, and there's lots of tips coming. Brandy's undergoing surgery today for Viking hands. It's an operation that could be minimum 3, maximum 6 hours, so not to be taken lightly. And we've got some tips here for Brandy. Kingswood Welder, that's who you'd want to go to for your tips for surgery. He says, before surgery today, Brandy, well, he says, put your underwear on inside out and back to front. That way, if you are tampered with while under, you should know when you come to. It will be natural for them to put them back on the correct way. Good luck, sir. Now, Edgewater Homes have got a text of the year. That is going to go into the absolutely bizarre category.
Is that your,
from the Kingswood Welders, in case you are tampered
you
with during surgery. Yeah.
Nah. Maybe you don't mind being tampered with.
Ooh, steady on. Clickbait, Mr. Clickbait headlines, getting headlines. And Edgewater Homes, just a reminder. So we have an Edgewater Homes Texter of the Year. They will win $5,000 cash. I'm here to tell you, I don't know who sent it in, but the person who had the text last week, and it was about the Tigers, who said the Salvation Army have a better attack than the Tigers. They are leading at the moment of the best Texter of the Year. The Salvation Army have a better attack than the Tigers. That's the best Texter of the Year so far. 24 after 7. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.